Hello and welcome back. This is Carrie Go by Cutica Health with your host Aman. Today we're looking at the topic anorexia nervosa, fear of weight gain. Anorexia nervosa. So what is anorexia nervosa? It is an eating disorder which is characterized by low weight that is noticeable to the naked eyes, fear of weight gain, cutting off of a lot of foods, and a strong desire to remain thin. Now, no matter how thin the bones anorexic individuals get, they still see themselves as overweight. Anorexia nervosa affects both sexes, although it is more common in females. Now, what are the causes? So the exact cause of this eating disorder is not known, but there are certain risk factors involved. Number one, biological factors. Anorexia is known to be highly heritable. Also, it may result from gastrointestinal diseases and changes in hormones which control mood and appetite. Number two, environmental factors. Pressure from loved ones and the society at large who view only thin individuals as beautiful or handsome. Number three, emotional or psychological factors. Some anorexic individuals feel inadequate, have very low self-esteem, and lack self-confidence. Now that we know some of the risk factors, let's look at the symptoms of anorexia. Apart from the noticeable weight loss that spans over months or years, anorexic individuals also have or do the following. Number one, eating almost nothing, even when they look visibly thin and fragile. Number two, they have great fear of weight gain. Number three, feeling fat even when visibly thin to the bones. Number four, anxiety, rapid mood swings, or depression. Number five, intolerance to cold due to depletion of the normal layer of fat under the skin. Number six, amenorrhea. This occurs in female anorexics after a prolonged weight loss. It means stoppage of menses and is often associated with other signs of overall malnutrition, such as presence of brittle hair and unhealthy yellowish skin. Number seven, social withdrawal from family and friends, which can manifest as avoidance of social gatherings. And number eight, forcing yourself to vomit. What are the treatment options? Number one, therapy. Family therapy is known to be more effective than individual therapy, as there is a need for the family members to understand the root causes of the disorder and lend a helping hand to the individual. Now, it is best to seek help from an expert with experience in the treatment of anorexia nervosa. It is also important to probe for possible underlying causes. Number two, medication. The use of antidepressants to control anxiety and depression may be necessary if they are associated with the eating disorder. And number three, nutrition counseling. Teaching the individual about the importance of healthy feeding might alleviate the eating disorder. So what do I want you to take home with you today? There is a need to teach and encourage young people about proper nutrition and confidence in their body image to prevent the development or worsening of eating disorders. As untreated cases tend to deteriorate over time, get medical care immediately if you or someone close to you is suspected to be anorexic or have other eating disorders. Thank you so much for joining me today. That is all I have for you. Now, for more information on health-related topics like this, simply log on to www.cuticahealth.com. That is C-U-T-I-C-A health.com. And for more episodes like this, find us on your podcast platforms like Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcasts at Carrigo by Cutica Health. I hope you always stay alive, healthy, and kicking. Don't forget, this is still Carrigo by Cutica Health, and I am still your host, Aman. I'll see you next time.